Q106.7 weather.
Here's your KQNK forecast. Mainly cloudy skies today, with daytime highs approaching 67. Northwesterly winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight. Slight chance for showers. Lows level off around 33. Chance of rain showers tomorrow. Daytime highs approaching 43. Overcast skies. Sunny skies Thursday with daytime highs approaching 59. 42 Friday. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm staff meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently, it's 47 degrees.
This Kansas Information Network update is brought to you by Eaton Roofing and Exteriors.
I'm Britton Rucker, and here are today's top headlines from 12 News. Governor Laura Kelly is set to deliver her priorities for Kansas lawmakers this legislative session. She delivers her State of the State address tonight at the State House. You can stream it on your 12 News Connected app on your Roku or Amazon Fire TV. It begins at 6:30 tonight. The Kansas Supreme Court will hold a special session later this week to hear a case involving Governor Laura Kelly and Attorney General Kris Kobach. The governor sued Kobach last year after he refused to join a lawsuit to restore SNAP funding. And the USDA says Kansas currently has the worst outbreak of bird flu in the country. More than 413,000 birds have been affected over the last month here in Kansas. And in Wichita, Britton Rucker, 12 News.
You're listening to the Kansas Information Network.
Celebrate the start of 2026 by blasting into fun at Blast Off Bay Indoor Water Park, connected to the Hampton Inn in Goddard, Kansas, where it's always a warm 84 degrees. Bring in the new year with family and friends as you race down the thrilling 30-foot-wide slide. Splash into pools. And enjoy nonstop, out-of-this-world excitement all season long. Make 2026 a year to remember. Visit blastoffbay.com and plan your adventure today.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
I'm Joanna with your KQNK News, brought to you by the Norton County Hospital, providing the best care right here at home. Law enforcement are investigating the death of an infant and have made an arrest. Just after 7:30 a.m. Monday, police responded to a single-family residence in central Salina for a medical call involving an unknown disturbance, according to Salina Police Lieutenant Andrew Ziegler. Officers and medics arrived and contacted the occupants of that home. Just prior to the call to police, one of those occupants had discovered their 5-month-old male unresponsive in their crib, according to Ziegler. Both adult occupants of the home were interviewed by Salina police detectives. Addison Burr, 21 years of age and resident of that address, has been arrested on a requested charge with one count of first-degree homicide and one count of child abuse. An autopsy is to be performed in Kansas City later this week. Kansas is dealing with the most severe outbreak of highly pathogenic avian influenza in the nation, with nearly 414,000 birds affected, according to the federal agriculture officials. Highly pathogenic avian influenza, often called bird flu, include fast-spreading strains such as H5 and H7. Health officials say the risk to the general public remains low, though the virus can spread to humans through close contact with infected birds or contaminated dairy products from infected cattle. In Kansas, 4 commercial poultry flocks and 6 backyard flocks have tested positive. The virus is typically fatal for birds, killing nearly all that become infected. Most of the affected birds, about 380,000, were located at a single commercial operation in Pottawatomie County. Nationally, Kansas stands out as the hardest hit state over the past month. Indiana follows with far fewer cases, about 87,000 birds, spread across both commercial and backyard flocks. There have been no reported human cases of bird flu in Kansas. Nationwide, 74 human cases and 2 deaths have been reported since 2024, primarily involving people working directly with poultry or dairy cattle. State agriculture officials say this outbreak follows patterns seen in recent years, with the highest number of cases typically occurring during the winter months. This year's spread has been linked mainly to migrating wild waterfowl. Officials continue urging poultry owners to strengthen biosecurity measures, including keeping domestic birds away from wild birds and their habitats. When cases cases are identified, the state works directly with flock owners to implement quarantines and develop long-term recovery plans. Agriculture officials say they are hopeful cases will begin to decline as winter comes to an end. I'll be back with more news after this.
Join our stellar team at Norton County Hospital. Looking for a workplace where compassion meets career growth? Look no further. If you're ready to embark on a fulfilling journey surrounded by supportive colleagues and opportunities for personal and professional development, we want you to be part of our family. Explore exciting career offerings and our comprehensive range of benefits, including CAPERS, on the Career tab at ntcohosp.com.
A Southeast Kansas community is making a major milestone in childcare access with the opening of a new 24-hour childcare center. It is only the second facility of its kind in the state. The ABC Christian Child Care and Education Center held its grand opening last week. The new center is located behind Solutions North Bank at 1401 West 10th Street in Coffeyville. Community leaders say the project places Coffeyville at the forefront of innovative childcare solutions, particularly for rural communities and families working non-traditional schedules. The center was made possible through a donated property from Solutions North Bank and a special grant from Spark. It serves children from infancy through sixth grade and includes preschool and pre-kindergarten programs. The 24-hour model is designed to support families working overnight, evening, and early morning shifts. Local leaders say the center fills a long-standing gap for parents in healthcare, manufacturing, public safety, retail, and other essential industries who often struggle to find licensed care outside standard business hours. In addition to helping families, officials say the facility provides a major boost for employers across the region. Around-the-clock childcare expands the available workforce, improves employee reliability and retention, and strengthens Coffeyville's ability to attract and grow businesses. Economic leaders say the center is more than a convenience. It's viewed as long-term workforce infrastructure, supporting families, employers, and the overall stability of the community. The only other 24-hour childcare facility currently operating in Kansas is located in Kansas City. The 2026 session of the Kansas Legislature began Monday with Republicans and Democrats laying out priorities, swearing in new members, and preparing for the governor's State of the State address. The Senate and House were gaveled in by Senate President Ty Masterson of Andover and House Speaker Dan Hawkins of Wichita, both of whom may be in their final sessions as leaders. Masterson is running for governor, while Hawkins is seeking the office of State Insurance Commissioner. Masterson outlined goals including controlling property taxes, passing a budget, education policy changes, and possible tort reform. He also raised the possibility of revisiting congressional district boundaries, a move that would benefit Republican candidates. The legislature's first business included swearing in new lawmakers. Scott Hill of Abilene and Silas Miller of Wichita moved from the House into Senate seats left vacant by resignation and retirement. In the House, Abby Boatman of the Wichita area was sworn in to fill an open seat, becoming the second openly transgender legislature in Kansas history. Former Representative Steve Brunk also returned to the House, filling another unexpired term. Democrats used the opening day to highlight priorities aimed at easing cost of living pressures. Proposals include a refundable child tax credit, higher wages, expanded tax relief for renters and homeowners, universal school meals, and action on child care affordability. Committees begin meeting Tuesday. Governor Laura Kelly is scheduled to deliver her final State of the State address Tuesday evening. I'm Joanna. Your KQNK News was brought to you by the Norton County Hospital. You can call the Norton County Hospital at 785-877-3351 for all your health care needs.
Kansas Agriculture Network News.
Good day, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Final production counts for fall harvested crops, quarterly grain and rice stock estimates, and winter wheat planted acres were among the focus points of USDA's first crop reports of the new year. Rod Bain has the numbers.
Highlights from USDA's first crop reports for 2026. A final look at 2025 crop production tallies shows corn production remaining record high, 17 billion bushels the final count. Sorghum production also recorded a significant gain, a 27% increase year over year. Soybean, cotton, and rice production note year over year decreases in the final totals for last year. The translation regarding contributions to January grain and rice stocks are up from the prior year for corn at 10%, soybeans at 6%, wheat at 7%. Meanwhile, rough rice stocks are down 2% from 1 year ago. Also reported, winter wheat plantings, showing a less than 1% decrease in winter wheat acreage planted compared to the prior year. I'm Rod Bain reporting, Washington, D.C.
Now, the WASDE report showed the 25-26 U.S. corn outlook is for larger production, higher feed and residual use, reduced food, seed and industrial use, and greater ending stocks. With more supply and less acreage, corn stocks rose by 198 million bushels to 2.2 billion. The average seasonal corn price for producers raised 10 cents to 410 a bushel. U.S. soybean supply raised by 17 million bushels on higher beginning stocks and production. Soybean ending stocks rose 60 million bushels to 350 million. And the season average soybean price for farmers expected to be 30 cents lower at 1020 per bushel. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
With today's inflation straining your budget, your Kansas Farm Bureau membership can help keep more money in your pocket. Get 15% off current published rates at Nextech Wireless. Special member pricing on select Grainger products. Save on vacation and travel with Avis Budget and Choice Hotels. And join the Kansans who've switched to Kansas Farm Bureau health plans, who enjoy significant savings on nationwide medical health care coverage. Join today. For a full list of benefits, visit kfb.org/benefits.
Man, I love my kids so much. I once sat for 3 hours in the cold rain to watch her soccer team lose by 18 goals.
I love my kids so much. I once used a tube to suck snot out of her stuffed nose at 3 a.m.
You win.
Love your kids? Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat. From toddlers to tweens, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat to find the right seat for their age and size. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Kansas Agriculture Network weather.
I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on the Kansas Agriculture Network. Well, it looks like we can expect to see an above average afternoon across the entire state for today. As that warm front pushes through the region, a high pressure system is off to the east of us as well. Temperatures this afternoon primarily getting into the 60s when we normally should be around about the 40s instead. It does look like a few outlying areas in the southwestern portions of the state lingering in the 50s, but overall still above average for this time of the year. It does look like mostly sunny skies across the southern part of the state. More cloud cover builds in as we get through the afternoon for the northern portions. And along with that, also a chance for some rain showers coming in by the late afternoon for north central portions of Kansas. For tonight, it looks like cloud cover really starts to build in for the entire state. A few scattered areas of rain showers for the extreme north central and northwestern portions of the state. Also for east central and southeastern portions. Then starting to move out of those areas as we get to the overnight hours. Overnight lows expected to drop down into the 30s, primarily across the state. A few outlying warmer spots into the low 40s for southeastern Kansas. As we get to Wednesday, a little bit cooler as a cold front begins to push through. We'll see temperatures dropping into the 40s primarily, still lingering in the 50s for south central and southeastern parts of the state. Along with that, cloud cover for north central portions of the state, a mixture of clouds and sun for the rest in the morning. And then it looks like we'll see a little bit more cloud cover coming in for the central parts of the state as we get to the afternoon hours. Sunny skies to the west and sunny to the east. Thursday, another warm front pushes through the region. It looks like for half the state, warming into the 60s for the western half and remaining in the 40s for the east, with mostly sunny skies for the day. And by Friday, looks like primarily lingering in the 40s for the day. This is the Kansas Ag Network.
Watch out! You got me!
The galaxy is safe once again.
In the pretend universe, kids play with pretend guns. In the real world, it's up to us to make sure they don't get their hands on a real gun. If you have a gun in the house, keep it locked, unloaded, and stored separately from ammunition. Safe gun storage saves lives. Learn how to make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. That's nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by nFamily Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.
This corn growing season, the pressure is on. You've got to work smarter, not harder. So turn to TribalPro. As the hardest working, longest lasting corn fungicide, TribalPro works overtime to protect plant health and your potential yield, even in fields with low disease pressure. When you need your inputs to go above and beyond, choose TribalPro fungicide for disease control you can take to the bank.
Ask your retailer for Tribal Pro today. Always read and follow label instructions.